Welcome to the Cycles of Change. We're going to be talking with Donna Duffy in Small Business Marketing and Online Strategies. I've been looking forward to this interview because we have moved out of the cycle of the machine age, where we had standardized, centralized mass production and people centering their lives and their entire thought process about producing those widgets and keeping the assembly line going and getting the trains running on time. Well, we all know that's a sunset era of life. So where are we going now? That is transforming, taking new shape, and has brought about a new era of entrepreneurship. Donna Duffy of 3E Marketing Solutions advises on how to educate, equip, engage small business with marketing strategies and solutions through workshops, strategy sessions, coaching, consulting, implementation, and events. Donna Duffy is a visionary and entrepreneur who co-owns 3E Marketing Solutions, Academic Connections Tutoring Services, LLC, and Memorable Milestones, LLC, at 3EMarketingSolutions.com. That's 3EMarketingSolutions.com. Let's go to 3EMarketingSolutions.com and find out more. But what I'd like to say, Donna, is welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave.
So could you tell us a little bit about 3E Marketing Solutions, Donna?
Sure. It's a pleasure to be here. Basically, 3E, as we say, you know, educate, equip, and engage, we're really helping small business owners and nonprofits and associations integrate a traditional digital and new media marketing approach. So that allows them to do the things that they might readily do, as well as bring in more 21st century engagement, which seems to be more challenging as that continues to be a changing landscape for them. And we stay cutting edge on that and are able to bridge to their needs. We're a marketing boutique, so we really tailor everything to the needs of the client. That can be anyone from a solopreneur up to someone who's got quite a sizable business, small to medium-sized business, or a nonprofit and association, and really taking things so that they can get their message out to the marketplace.
Yes.
And not be snagged with all the learning curve and the implementation that could keep them from actually doing the thing they love to do.
Are you finding that more and more people are turning to doing their own marketing these days as to the old standard of going to large marketing companies and firms to get out?
I do. I see that as something, you know, many, many people, they have a sense of where they want their marketing to go. They have certain areas that they tend to, depending on how they learn and how quickly they might uptake information, how much time they have and energy and effort just to get it done, they might gravitate to something and then some other things get left on the side.
Yes.
So by doing workshops and things of that nature and some coaching, we actually help them get in there and do what they want to do on their own. However, there are those companies and nonprofits that basically give us the keys to the car. And, you know, let us take care of things end to end from, you know, admin, events, marketing, and all that that would mean across multiple channels.
You know, in the 1970s, we were calling the industrial sectors of our nation the Rust Belt. And little did we realize that that wasn't just a short-term trend that was going on, but it was actually part of a global shift into alternatives. At the time, we were all quite worried. We didn't know what the alternatives would be. Mm-hmm. But that seems to be taking shape from the grassroots level. Mm-hmm. As we have this departure from the large companies and the centralized mass production of widgets and what have you, and we're going into people making their own way, mm-hmm. and there's new needs to be filled. So there must be an ever-growing demand for people to learn the skills that are out there that you've been teaching them.
Yeah, and that's basically how 3E started. I mean, basically had it at my kitchen table, just having people sitting around own my event planning company and a tutoring company, and just wanted to, having lived in the Middle East for all those years, had a real yearning for community myself. And then I saw two things were missing in the business community: a sense of collaboration and cooperation, so gathering around to share ideas, as well as this marketing piece that seemed to be evasive, but that people wanted to get their hands on so that they could, you know, take care of that for their businesses. So we just sat around my kitchen table every Tuesday for the better part of a year, and I would just bring a marketing concept. We would mastermind around the table, and people would actually take that concept and then go do their own marketing from it. That's how I realized this would actually be a good business, a way to help people to advance and get the message out. and drive sales and you know, eventually be successful. So, yeah, I think people are very much wanting to know more. Time can inhibit, as you know, when they need to put their hand to their business, the other side of marketing their business can be overwhelming. By cutting to it and really showing it's not that hard, there's an easier way. By synthesizing and sifting down to the essence of what they need to do, I think people leave our space with a game plan, some action items they can go home that day and put into practice. I love watching people who feel like they can't ever get their head around a certain marketing concept, and by the end of it are so proud of themselves that, you know, now they're on the other side of that and they know what they're doing. So, you know, that educate and equip part for us, we really feel that we're helping advance the business community by showing them and being available to help them get it done.
Well, I'm going to ask you in just a bit about some of the tools that you've been educating people that are out there and how they can be used. But you mentioned a couple of key points, that people are wanting to be more interactive and more social now, and they're wanting to learn on how to implement tools to allow them to do that and make that part of their business. And this is why I'm really excited about your leadership and where we're going as a trend throughout the remainder of this century, the next one, and part of the one after that. Because the industrial revolution that we're departing from was really just do the mindless routine, become an automaton, live in a row home near the factory. You might not even know your next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. But a futurist, Alvin Toffler, said way back in 1981 that what's going to happen is as we start to become more flex time, because we're working with computers and information exchange, and as we're working more online, people are going to live where they want to, not where they have to. And when you do that, people are going to form communities. So we are becoming more emotionally based, romantic as a world culture. We're becoming more family-oriented. We're becoming more community-oriented. And this is allowing for people to think locally and have businesses locally that wind mm-hmm. up also connecting, you know, and a polycephalous network through other businesses that are rising from their locales all over the world, as opposed to the old flowchart of hierarchy of dissemination. Yeah. The world is flat, as
it
someone
is.
Said in 1990.
And it's so great.
And people want to learn. So we're on an emotional, intellectual rise, mm-hmm. and we're leaving the old might makes right behind. So on the rise, enough said about that. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you've been telling people that they can use as they go into their own entrepreneurship and try these new tools.
Well, one of the things I often stress is if you do something more than once, you need to make a template. And if you have templates that you use again and again, you need to make a system. So as people begin to wrap their head around what that means, rather than going at something as though they're hitting it for the first time all the time, really starting to strategize and get an understanding end to end from initial contact to close. What is the process that they take through there? And then capturing that and using tools that work within their knowledge level, their budget, their time. And there's a range of tools out there to begin to automate some of that process. Now, I will generally say to people, no matter how much I teach you about digital marketing, relationships trump everything. So what we don't want people to do is get so snagged in all the digital tools that they don't have time to interact and relate. Yeah. So my goal is to teach them how to use, first and foremost, a CRM, a database management tool that allows for customer relationship management. And there's a range of those. We use Infusionsoft, which is a wonderful tool. And other people, you know, aren't ready to buy such a robust software. So we mention others, Constant Contact, for example, just a way for them to meet people, get their names in a database, and then cultivate those relationships over time, offline and online. Yeah. So they've got the relational, traditional engagement piece, as well as the 21st century digital engagement piece. And using those in an integrated approach, they really can deepen those relationships over time and nurture relationships, bring people along in a process. So whatever way they're trying to get their message out, we're encouraging that approach. And then we're really, augmenting that with what way their message is going to get out to the marketplace. So we basically say, you've got And you've got three things, you know, you're trying to, who are you talking to? Mm-hmm. What do you want to say and where do you want to say it? So you have your contacts, your content, and your cross-channel communications. So by putting that together, helping them frame up, who are you, who's your target? Mm-hmm. What messaging do you have? What do you want to share with them? Where do they get snagged? Is the where do you want to say the cross-channel communication platforms, not realizing how to really utilize those. We start to integrate all that together. They get very excited about being able to get a handle on the marketing and the messaging and, you know, and automating a lot of that, getting it in a system so that they're not always going back to square one. And I think that's what trips people up, even realizing their content. Someone might take quite a bit of time, say, to write an article or a blog post, and then they shoot it out there once, and then they go back to square one and they do something again. And we always say, write it once and squeeze it dry. So you take that content, and maybe now it's a blog post. Now it is a podcast. It's a video. It's a social media post. You spoke on it at a workshop. You gave a talk. There are ways to use their content over and over. As soon as we tell them that, they breathe in a sigh of relief because they realize, wait, I don't have to always go back and reinvent the wheel.
You can repurpose and propagate because everything's networked.
Absolutely. And every network you put it, even if we said social media for that one content piece, mm-hmm. we've got how many platforms in social? We could do Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Pinterest, YouTube, Tumblr, Instagram. We could keep going. And they're different audiences. They're not the same audience. So really showing them how to widen that circle and expand their reach and position themselves as trusted expert through their content and through these cross-channel communication pieces, we just begin to, you know, broaden their view of it and then tucking in all these really cool tools that they can use, either off of a device or their computer, it just advances it to a whole nother level.
So the three C's would be content, communication, and connections?
It's the content, the contacts.
Contacts, thank you.
And then, so that's who you're talking to, your content, what do you want to say, and your cross-channel communications, where do you want to say it?
Simply enough. And then you use the three E's for the three C's to equip, engage, and educate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then as a company, we really try, if something doesn't fit in one of those cups, we tend not to do it. You know, we either outsource it.
Yes.
We try not to do things that really aren't in our wheelhouse. We have strategic partners around this, which again is relationship building.
Yes.
So when someone's connecting to 3E, it's not just us, it's our network too.
Well, it's amazing how simple the elements are once you get through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard the president of Yahoo give a keynote speech in New York City at the Hilton during a big convention, and he said, everything is easy once you know how. In fact, that's the title of his book.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, this is easy, but everyone gets overwhelmed when they first see it because there's so much there. But you've sorted your way through the forest and showed us that there's some very simple paths. It's amazing how many times you're bringing us back to traditional basics
mm-hmm.
with new tools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I heard you say a quote, the more we become like the Jetsons, the more we need to be like the Flintstones.
Actually, that's a Gary Vaynerchuk quote. I don't know if you know Gary Vaynerchuk, but he said the more Jetsons we become, the more Flintstones we need to remain. It's probably one of my favorite quotes because I feel that at times we get so overwhelmed in this Jetson approach and digital approach, we can almost neglect really the beauty and value of being a Flintstone. So the more Flintstone you are in this Jetson age, the more refreshing that is.
Yes.
Because we're connecting in a way where, you know, the relationships are really what is going to take us to the next level. It's really based on relationships that we expand and widen that circle, not how many followers I have on Facebook. You know, often I think another thing is people looking at, say, you know, the size of their list or the number of contacts that they have as though that number is really the goal. The goal is engagement.
Mm.
It's not how many people you have. It's how many people are engaged.
Quality, not just quantity.
Exactly. So even if the list is small, if the engagement is high, that's great because that's what you want. It's really this, the thing that I spoke at the Trends Breakfast. It's building trust and influence through 21st century engagement. Well, trust and influence is built relationally,
right.
And we're just using the 21st century platforms for to engage and take things to a deeper place.
So if people follow the old business models, they're going to go the way of the dinosaurs because that's not quite working the way it was before.
No, I think, you know, if you resist some of, you know, resist what's happening. You know, I find like people initially resist. So something comes out and they don't get on that train. They're not going to have anything to do with that. Train goes down the track. By the time things are coming along, yes, they're farther and farther behind. And I think you can't take on everything, but I think we need discernment of what to embrace, yes, and what is essential for business growth and what's really going on in the marketplace. We can't turn a blind eye to that, or we're going to be left behind. So I always say, you know, I don't have to know everything. You know, I know what I know. I'm strong where I am. I don't have every strength. You know, all I need to know is who knows. If yes, I don't know, I need to know who knows and then connect with that person.
Yes.
So so that still keeps it very relational and very network oriented. Having lived in the Middle East and come, you know, when I came back to the U.S., I felt like that individualism that I saw at times, people really suffered, and especially as small business owners. So I really felt that, you know, there's community in commerce. We really need to, really pool our ideas and collaborate. I don't have every answer, neither do you, but we put our heads together. And I think it was Covey who said, okay, you have the third mind, right? So, you know, then, you know, we come to another place. And I think that's it. You can't leave these things behind. You might not necessarily be able to take everything in, but I think if you surround yourself with the right people, who you're going to be able to go forward. It doesn't have to be that overwhelming. It doesn't have to be. It's as hard as we make it.
Yes.
You know, in some ways. So that's what we're finding anyway.
Well, it does become simple when you prioritize and you see things from a bird's eye point of view, you know, and there's the old expression, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Right.
It's like driving through a city where there are no street signs and so forth. But when you have a simple roadmap and you realize what the tools are and you get right down to the basics and you get down to equip, engage, and educate, and or as I like to define it, as the physical, emotional, and intellectual elements mm-hmm. of anything, you can think of a business or a nation or even the world community as having similarities to a person, because we're mind, heart, and body.
Absolutely.
And when you start putting things in perspective, can you tell me a little bit more about some of the tools that you talked about before when I was gifted to hear your speech?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing I think we need to look at is I always say it's the pie and then the pieces. So, you know, we need to look at why are we using a tool? So tools will be coming at us very quickly. And I think we need to say, okay, does this tool actually have merit in what I'm doing? So, you know, some of the tools that, you know, that I talked about when we were together, definitely a CRM, like I mentioned.
Which is a customer resource
relationship management tool.
Relationship management.
Right. So basically what that allows is for you to bring your contacts into a database, yes, and then tag and segment those so that they can be the recipients of a message targeted for them, and you can nurture and follow up with them. You know, people buy when they're ready to buy. Yes. And not necessarily when we're ready to sell to them.
Uh-huh.
So this allows that nurture to go on in a longer view, yes, and to be able to track their engagement with you, their click-through rate and their open rate and bounces and you know, conversion off of what you've sent out. So that's an important tool. And so we, yes, really like to use that as a central piece with
and
people.
And Infusionsoft was one of the programs you like in that?
Yeah, we love that. That's a sales and marketing software. We have been using Infusionsoft for almost 7 years, and it is just fabulous because it really is end-to-end and all-encompassing. At times, it's a little out of people's price range, and you know, it's got a lot of value and worth. So when people are ready to move into that next level, I always will.
Speaking of price and getting there,
yeah,
to where you grow to the point that you're going to invest in tools and reap the benefits of tools that might cost a little bit, there's also Google Analytics.
Absolutely.
And you can do that for free.
You can do that for free.
Do tracking.
Yep. And I think
bounces,
even if you're looking at...
visitor experience.
Absolutely. If you're looking at tools for the contact. So let's take each of these contacts, the content, and cross-channel.
Yes.
Just in the contact area, mm-hmm, you can use things like MailChimp. MailChimp is $0
yes,
to use. Zero.
Yes.
Right.
And it integrates with WordPress, by the way.
It integrates with WordPress. It integrates with Eventbrite. It integrates with Salesforce. And if you go on the back end of some of these, Mad Mimi is the one I'm talking about, integrates with a lot of these. MailChimp mm-hmm. is $0 to use. Constant Contact, under $50 a month to use.
To do your emailing.
Your emailing, your tracking, absolutely. Keep an archive. That link then you can use elsewhere. When it comes to content, when you write content and you put it out in one place, even on your own website, your website is taking time to crawl in the search engines.
Yeah.
Right? So it's really great when you can hitch it to a wagon that, you know, has more traction in the search engines. So we always suggest that people put their content out on things like SlideShare or ezinearticles.com.
Ezine articles.
That's
ezine.
Ezine.
Thank you.
Articles.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Free to join.
Yes.
As you put your articles in there, you look for things in the category, you write those articles, you get to put a resource box to invite people back to your website, so you drive the traffic back to your website.
Very nice.
So we encourage that.
Yes.
We also encourage people putting a web form on their website so that they have some kind of lead generator, something that people can sign up for, whether that's a tip sheet or a white paper, some steps that they can sign up for.
So you have a page of input fields, and you don't just ask them to fill it out. You give them a reason why. So
exactly.
They may get a freebie PDF file or something.
Absolutely.
Like that.
And so for their first name, last name, and email, back in the day, you could ask and people would just give you that.
Yeah.
Not today. You've in exchange, you have to give them something
right, you are.
Worth reading,
right.
Something they're going to advance in their knowledge as a result.
Yes.
And often from that, they'll get the download or a PDF or whatever, a video or get a call. But then you can stay with them in nurture, and you can send an autoresponder, and you can set up a series of messages. If it's 10 tips over the course of 10 days or 10 weeks, you can stay in their space.
And you send it out to your contact list. You click one send, and
it goes to everyone.
On the send it list.
Yeah, so it's those kinds of things. And then when it comes to, and there's many more, of course, but then when it comes to cross-channel communication, just in the social media piece alone, one of the things that I find that people get very overwhelmed, how am I going to write on Facebook and Twitter and Google+? It's overwhelming. So we encourage them to use Hootsuite, which allows them to post once, click off the different platforms, and push it out across the board.
Because Hootsuite connects to the different social networks Twitter and what have you.
Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+.
Yeah. So you make one post and it's propagated
and it goes on
four.
At the same time, we encourage them to not let that be a stand-in for real-time engagement because people still need to hear from you in real-time. People are still connecting. So it's not necessarily a set it and forget it, but allows you to stay present. I always say presence precedes profit. So, you need to be present and found in with the know, like, and trust connection before people are, ready to do business with you. So these are some tools that make sure you don't have to be, ball and chain to your computer and, sitting in front of social media all day. You can pre-think and pre-plan some of the things, the series, that 10-tip series you just wrote that was connected to your web form. You can now package it up, put it out in social media, and put it out in Hootsuite, and it'll roll every Tuesday at 2 o'clock if you want it to. So you're thinking that through ahead of time. We encourage people to make an editorial calendar. So you're not sitting there with a blank screen and a cursor, which, it doesn't really help when you're trying to, in a busy day. Taking time to pre-plan, what do I want to say this week? And even for our clients, we help them to be 2 weeks ahead in their social media and in their email marketing so that they can stay in real-time engagement while they're holding presence in the marketplace.
And YouTube posters have had some success. Sometimes there are those who will make a weekly post
at
a set time. There was a comedian who just got a phenomenal number of people following him on because he would do it once a week at the same time.
And people started to expect it.
Yeah.
So, I think this is it. I think I love that we can take advantage of these tools that are there, not being afraid of them. I think, this is the thing about boomers in a way, what happens if I click? Well, if you click, you don't love it, you can delete it. It's not the end of the world, right?
That's right.
So I think, getting out there and trying, taking imperfect action, I gave you the phrase yesterday, building the plane while you're flying it. You're kind of figuring some of these things out.
Yeah.
And then wherever you can go ahead and take a push forward into securing your presence there, it's always a good thing. So
Well, it's amazing to hear how these tools are now working together. You know, it used to be blogging meant that you would have to spend endless hours, one blog here, go over to another blog, make because you want to get out there, you want to propagate your word, go in, what is my username, sign into another one. But you're explaining that these tools are talking to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get a great deal of mileage out of a single thing, a single post. There's RSS feeds, there's Hootsuite. There's the way that things are integrating. And so you're saying that you can just really put it, you can network it out there and get the most exposure for the least bit of time, leaving you free to structure, have more of a presence, and be able to engage more with your people once you know how simple these tools are.
And I think it comes down to a strategy. I mean, you know, there are certain things you're going to be able to do on the fly when you set it up as such. But you have to stand back first and map out a strategy. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to say? Who are you trying to reach? What are you trying to say to them? Or where are you trying to say it? When you look at that strategy overall, then you get clarity. You get direction. You have a pathway. And I think that's part of the thing that I think it was David Allen who basically talked about when you've got all these open loops, it robs you of your creativity. You can't get things done.
Right.
Well, when you go ahead and you take it a little bit of a deep dive, you map it out, you plan it out, and then implement it, you know that it's not dependent on what you do this very second, because you're continuing to put your name out there and build your brand and establish your presence. But that's a strategic thing. It's intentional. It's intentional.
Yes.
And I think when we make the effort to do that, it pays back in a great way.
It certainly does. One of the aha moments I had while you were talking was I realized that when you realize how simple these tools actually are to use, you can go from searching of what can I do to being free to think, what do I want to do?
Right.
And when you have that freedom, that's when creativity comes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's, you know, not making it so difficult. For example, if, because, and this is what I think really gets people snagged, you know how many things are coming in your inbox. You know when you go on the internet and you Google search something, there are so many things. It's really a matter of sifting through and finding out what is going to work. And I think sometimes that's where people get overwhelmed. They're not sure which of these tools should they invest in, even if it's not in money, if it's in time. And then too often people want an immediate return, and they don't realize that sometimes your social currency trumps your physical currency. You know, that actually the impact you're making socially and relationally is actually going to take you farther than that maybe one-off trip to the bank. So I really encourage people not to be salesy, not to be pushy, really to come from a place of education and knowledge and helping people shift and appreciate the value of what that person offers in product or service.
Yes.
So that there's a solid relationship built.
Yep.
And I'd rather see that long-term relationship there than just the one-off sale by pressure, which then I may never get another one.
Right.
You know,
consider
I mean?
The social capital instead of the short-term gain.
Absolutely.
And we can do that more. We have
more
tools to do that.
Yeah.
We're more connected.
Yeah, yeah.
When the automobile first came out, people were thinking how complicated it would be to drive. And now it's so simple to drive a car.
Yeah, yeah.
It's simple to use these tools, too.
Right.
What advice do you have to people who want to publish a book? There's a lot of people who are doing self-publishing these days. What do you kind of tell your clients that are looking to get a book out there, either actually in print or maybe do an online virtual book through Amazon?
Well, I just had a meeting with someone this morning who's doing that very thing. And what we did is we mapped out from the end, as Covey said, begin with the end in mind. Okay, so when is the book actually published? And so then we worked back to all the things that had to happen between now and then. So she actually has the book in her hand and is giving it to people. I talked about positioning that book with the information that is in the book to have people ready to receive it when it does get published.
Yes.
So not holding everything so close to your chest before it's published, but sharing some of that information so people's interest is high and they're ready to get it. And then having a very solid, you know, marketing plan on the back. You know, Donna Kozik calls your book your big business card.
Yeah.
Right? So we're not really getting, you know, people aren't really, you know, you're not getting rich off the book.
Right.
It's the doors of the book will open for you. And then knowing how to take advantage of that.
Yes.
Through events and through, you know, through marketing. To really just make sure that it's in front of the right people.
Yes.
And, you're building a tribe. You know, you're drawing people around you who are interested in that topic.
You are.
And I said, just go ahead and write. Just do it. You know, it's not ever going to all line up perfectly. I think.
But you can build a plane as you're flying it.
You can. And I think the thing is, if we wait till it all lines up, we miss so many things that would have come to us. I always say what you're walking toward is walking toward you. So if you're not walking toward anything, you're just still. You can't expect all these opportunities to come. What's that quote? You know, luck favors the prepared mind.
Luck favors the prepared. And it reminds me of a joke. There was a minister, a very holy man and everything like that. Big flood comes, and now it's getting higher and higher until eventually he's sitting on top of his roof. And he said, no, I will pray. I will pray.
Right.
And a guy comes along with a boat, and he says, give you a lift. He says, no.
Yeah.
God will prevail. And he prays again. Another guy comes back with a makeshift raft. Come on, you want to get on? No, God will prevail.
Right.
It happens. He keeps turning it down. Well, the flood comes, and he gets killed.
Yeah.
So, he goes to heaven, and he gets to meet his beloved God face to face. And he said, God, what are you doing? I was praying and praying, and I thought you were going to save me. He says, what are you talking about? I sent you three boats.
Right.
So we have to realize and adapt to what's there at the time.
Absolutely. Well, that goes back to one of my other favorite quotes. You know, in times of change, the learners inherit the earth.
In times of change,
the learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped for a world that no longer exists.
Well, have you hit the nail on the head?
And that's an Eric Hoffer quote. It's one of my favorites. And it just says, keep evolving. Be okay with change. You know, be okay with what's coming your way. I think when we stagnate and just, we can atrophy. It's got to stay dynamic. And that could be scary because, you know, we want to lean back and kind of think we've got it figured out.
Yeah.
And I think we have to open ourselves to this continual change and actually be excited about it. It to be a learner, to approach life as a learner, so much more can come our way. When we think we know everything, we kind of bar the door and hold things away from us.
Yes.
I don't want that ever be said of me. I always want to be in that lifelong learner place.
It's a wonderful place.
You know, to be learning from others, to be, you know, putting my hands to things and giving it a try, even if it's not 100% perfect out of the gate.
Yes.
To go anyway.
And there's a difference between intellect and intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Intellect is how much you have learned, but intelligence is how your ability to learn.
Right.
And that's where we are now.
Well, I think the whole thing of, you know, knowledge is power, and that's not true. It's the application of knowledge that's power.
Mm.
It's what you do with what you know. It's not what you know. You know, it really comes down to...
In a way, that's kind of a definition of wisdom.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to see more wisdom in business now?
I think so. I think that people are sifting through, and they're two things are happening. They are, you know, really raising the bar on for themselves and holding the standard higher for themselves, not just outsourcing everything, really kind of, you know, taking the initiative and putting the time in to learn or partner with people to help them get the knowledge. And then I feel like they're connecting much more in community. I think just out of necessity, it's drawing us to one another. That's incredibly exciting to me, just simply because once our heads are together, we're better together than any one of us on our own.
Certainly.
So, I see those things much on the rise.
Well, I'm certainly thankful that there is a way through all of the maze.
Yeah.
And that it is really quite simple when you know the elements. After all, simplicity breeds complexity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you realize the elements, you can realize the pattern. And while no plan survives the battlefield, your ambitions can be met by adapting along the way.
Absolutely.
And thanks to Donna Duffy and 3emarketingsolutions.com, we can understand the way a little bit more clearly and use the tools and be amazed at how simple they really are.
Thank you.
Donna, thank you for sharing your insights with us.
My pleasure.
Donna Duffy of 3E Marketing Solutions at 3emarketingsolutions.com. Thank you for listening to the Cycles of Change. Good night.